I love this game this weekend, this matchup. It's the battle of the wide nines. The two teams in the league that really stress that defensive front where the ends are extra wide, where they're rushing the quarterback every single play. And now what can the Eagles do to kind of counter that? Because they know exactly what's coming this weekend.
Yeah, they get a chance to see this every day in practice. I think the Eagles have a little more speed than Detroit has. This week, they're going to have to prepare for the strength of the Detroit Lions up front.
So, look, I mean, Jim Schwartz, the coach, said, my defensive line in Detroit's in charge of breaking stuff. My linebackers are in charge of cleaning that broken stuff up. Let's take a look here. There's a breakdown now, you know, in St. Louis right between the guard and the center on this play. And so Nick Fairley's going to be free. But you're going to see, you know, the arc that these two ends are taking. They're rushing the quarterback every play. No place for Sam Bradford to step up. So there's the sack. And, you know, you measure the productivity of this front by how many sacks that you give. And so they're eight deep just the way the Eagles are, Ike.
And you're talking about creating havoc. What the Lions want an offensive line to do is to make a mistake in the protection so that they can get one of those big defensive tackles singled up on your offensive guard. And in most matchups, the Lions are going to win that matchup with Sue
and Corey Williams. But take a look out here. Like, I just think that when you roll this right now, that because of the width of Van den Bosch right now out here at end, and when he comes upfield, if you freeze it, he wants to come inside. You've got natural throwing lanes here. You've got natural throwing lanes there. And Mike Vick loves those throws to the sideline like that, unobstructed. That end wants to go inside. They want to run a twist right there. Vick has good – I think he's got good vision.
Yeah.
Now, you know, those games, they see those games every day in practice. All right? So, you know, this is a really good player right here. This is Ndamukong Suh. I mean, Danny Watkins is going to be in that right guard spot right there. When that center goes away here, I mean, that's one-on-one right there. That's a load for anybody to handle. You got to keep your eyes in that position.
Yeah, if I'm Evan Mathis or Danny Watkins, I would expect to be singled up at some point in time with Fairley Williams or Ndamukong Suh, and they have to be prepared for that.
You know, what St. Louis said was, we're not going to give Ndamukong Suh the one-on-one, so they're going to settle here with guard center. And so on this side, Corey Williams is going to get that one-on-one coming upfield. And so on that side, Evan Mathis, that's the big block because he's got really a freeze it here. You got a big hole right here. He could go inside, he could go outside, you know, and then you get a one-on-one here. You're doubling Sue. So you've got to be able to take care of the one-on-ones, and that's going to be something that to look for this week because that's the last thing you want is that guy coming to the backside of your quarterback and knocking that ball out.
And like you mentioned earlier, Baldy, if those passing lanes open up for Mike, he has to be able to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
If those ends are going to get so wide that B and C gap will be a clear line of sight for Michael to get the ball to his receivers, have to take advantage of it. Detroit doesn't want him to step up in the pocket where those D tackles are.
So, Ike, I'm looking at this gap here, okay? Steven Tulloch, the middle linebacker. I mean, that gap is like the Gulf of Mexico trying to defend it in any kind of a run. But I just think there's natural – it freezes here. Like these passing lanes here, if Van den Bosch wants to go upfield, let him go upfield, you know? If that's on the outside, Demetrius Bell, I just think the vision for Mike this week to the sidelines and those kind of throws the perimeter, I think these are natural for Mike Vick to take advantage of.
Yeah, and not only through the air should he take advantage of these passing lanes. Use those legs. Protect the football, but there are going to be opportunities for Michael because of the way Detroit pass rushes to make big plays with his leg or with his arm down the field.
And it's not just, you know, it's just not a front four. I mean, they'll overload now. I mean, you know, they know because they did this to Vick on the first play 2 years ago. They overloaded Mike Vick. They said, we're going to send pressure to his backside. Remember, Mike Vick is left-handed, so he's looking that way. He's throwing that way. They're going to send pressure to his backside. They got to anticipate that this weekend with this kind of an overload pressure where they've got four rushers against two blockers. They got a man advantage right here, and you get this kind of pressure right in the quarterback's face. You know, I think Mike has a lot more escapability than Christian Ponder does, and Mike rescued a lot of plays 2 years ago, and you got to count on that because they're going to overload one side or the other from time to time.
Yeah, very important for the quarterback to recognize where the overload is at. Equally important for the receivers on the outside who are part of the side adjusting, the outlet for the quarterback to recognize them as well.